Welcome back. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I thank God for all of you. As I said, we praise the Lord for the fact that our ministry on Quora, the social network for knowledge sharers, has been restored. Knowledge sharing social media ministry outreach is now back officially. And it seems like we have had almost a complete victory, though not all 100% back yet. So I continue to thank God for that. We're celebrating a very great saint and also a special patron of people like me who want to have a teaching mission, especially as laypersons within the Catholic Church. The bishop or the archbishop, St. Charles Borromeo, is a patron saint of catechists. So we celebrate him, and we rejoice in this wonderful day, and we continue to pray for the souls in purgatory. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I will look after my sheep, says the Lord, and I will appoint a shepherd to pasture them, and I, the Lord, will be their God. Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord. I will look after my sheep, says the Lord, and I will appoint a shepherd to pasture them, and I, the Lord, will be their God. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. I will look after my sheep, says the Lord, and I will appoint a shepherd to pasture them, and I, the Lord, will be their God. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. I will look after my sheep, says the Lord, and I will appoint a shepherd to pasture them, and I, the Lord, will be their God. Today listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Manizah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. I will look after my sheep, says the Lord, and I will appoint a shepherd to pasture them, and I, the Lord, will be their God. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I will look after my sheep, says the Lord, and I will appoint a shepherd to pasture them. And the Lord will be their God. Here we go. Off to the races this beautiful Tuesday. God has crowned his Christ with victory. May the Lord answer in time of trial. May the name of Jacob's God protect you. May he send you help from his shrine and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and receive your sacrifice with favor. May he give you your heart's desire and fulfill every one of your plans. May we ring out our joy at your victory and rejoice in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your prayers. I am sure now that the Lord will give victory to his anointed. We'll reply from his holy heaven with the mighty victory of his hand. Some trust in chariots or horses, but we in the name of the Lord. They will collapse and fail, but we shall hold and stand firm. Give victory to the King, O Lord. Give answer on the day we call. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God our Father, take care of us and help us as we write, as we read, as we rest, as we pray. Guide us to your spring of everlasting life and love. Be a spring of everlasting love. Be our joy of all of our joy, all of our joys. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. God has crowned his Christ with victory. We celebrate your mighty works with songs of praise, O Lord. O Lord, your strength gives joy to the King. How your saving help makes him glad. You have granted him his heart's desire. You have not refused the prayer of his lips. We celebrate your mighty works with songs of praise, O Lord. You came to meet him with the blessings of success. You have set on his head a crown of pure gold. He asked you for life, and this you have given, days that will last from age to age. We celebrate your mighty works with songs of praise, O Lord. Your saving help has given him glory. You have laid upon him majesty and splendor. You have granted your blessings to him forever. You have made him rejoice with the joy of your presence. We celebrate your mighty works with songs of praise, O Lord. The King has put his trust in the Lord. Through the mercy of the Most High, he shall stand firm. O Lord, arise in your strength. We shall sing and praise your power. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We celebrate your mighty works with songs of praise, O Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We celebrate your mighty works with songs of praise, O Lord. Lord, you have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, you have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father. A reading from the first book of Maccabees, Matthias' rebellion and death. In those days, Matthias, son of John, Matthias, son of Judas, who was called Maccabeus, took his place. All his brothers and all who had joined his father supported him, and they carried on Israel's war joyfully. He spread abroad the glory of his people. Wrong one. Page flipped on me without me noticing. In those days, Matthias, son of John, son of Simeon, a priest of the family of Jehoiarib, left Jerusalem and settled in Modian. The officers of the king in charge of enforcing the apostasy came to the city of Modian to organize the sacrifices. Many of Israel joined them, but Matthias and his sons gathered in a group apart. Then the officers of the king addressed Matthias. You are a leader, an honorable and great man in the city, supported by sons and kinsmen. Come now, be the first to obey the king's command, as all the Gentiles and the men of Judah and those who are left in Jerusalem have done. Then you and your sons shall be numbered among the king's friends, and shall be enriched with silver and gold and many gifts. But Matthias answered in a loud voice, although all the Gentiles in the king's realm obey him, so that each forsakes the religion of his fathers and consents to the king's orders, yet I and my sons and my kinsmen will keep to the covenant of our fathers. God forbid that we should forsake the law and the commandments. We will not obey the words of the king, nor depart from our religion in the slightest degree. As he finished saying these words, a certain Jew came forward in the sight of all to offer sacrifice on the altar in Modian, according to the king's order. When Matthias saw him, he was filled with zeal. His heart was moved, and his just fury was aroused. He sprang forward and killed him upon the altar. At the same time, he also killed the messenger of the king, who was forcing them to sacrifice, and he tore down the altar. Thus he showed his zeal for the law, just as Phinehas did with Zimri, son of Salu. Then Matthias went through the city shouting, let everyone who is zealous for the law and who stands by the covenant follow after me. Thereupon he fled to the mountains with his sons, leaving behind in the city all their possessions. Then they were joined by a group of Hastians, valiant Israelites, all of them devout followers of the law, and all those who were fleeing from the disaster joined them and supported them. They gathered an army and struck down sinners in their anger and lawbreakers in their wrath, and the survivors fled to the Gentiles for safety. Matthias and his friends went about and tore down the pagan altars. They also forcibly circumcised any uncircumcised boys whom they found in the territory of Israel. They put to flight the arrogant, and the work prospered in their hands. They saved the law from the hands of the Gentiles and of the kings, and did not let the sinner triumph. When the time came for Matthias to die, he said to his sons, arrogance and scorn have now grown strong. It is a time of disaster and violent anger. Therefore, my sons, be zealous for the law and give your lives for the covenant of our fathers. Here is your brother Simeon, whom I know is a wise man. Listen to him always, and he will be a father to you. And Judas Maccabeus, a warrior from his youth, shall be the leader of your army and direct the war against the nations. You shall also gather about you all who observe the law, and you shall avenge the wrongs of your people. Pay back the Gentiles what they deserve, and observe the precepts of the law. Then he blessed them, and he was united with his fathers. He died in the year 146 and was buried in the tombs of his father, his fathers, in Modian, and all Israel mourned him greatly. Responsory prayer. Remember the deeds of our ancestors in their own times, and you shall win great honor and everlasting fame. My children, be courageous and strong in your obedience to the law, for by it you shall be glorified, and you shall win great honor and everlasting fame. As I said, we have this very special saint, and we're going to read from this very special saint's own reflection or preaching from a sermon given during the last synod he attended by St. Charles, Bishop. Practice what you preach. I admit that we are all weak, but if we want help, the Lord God has given us the means to find it easily. One priest may wish to live a good, holy life, as he knows he should. He may wish to be chaste and to reflect heavenly virtues in the way he lives, yet he does not resolve to use suitable means, such as penance, prayer, and the avoidance of evil discussions and harmful and dangerous friendships. Another priest complains that as soon as he comes into church to pray the office or to celebrate Mass, 1,000 thoughts fill his mind and distract him from God. But what was he doing in the sacristy before he came out for the office or for Mass? How did he prepare? What means did he use to collect his thoughts and to remain recollected? Would you like me to teach you how to grow from virtue to virtue, and how, if you are already recollected at prayer, you can be even more attentive next time, and so give God more pleasing worship? Listen, and I will tell you. If a tiny spark of God's love already burns within you, do not expose it to the wind, for it may get blown out. Keep the stove tightly shut so that it will not lose its heat and grow cold. In other words, avoid distractions as well as you can. Stay quiet with God. Do not spend your time in useless chatter. If teaching and preaching is your job, then study diligently and apply yourself to whatever is necessary for doing the job well. Be sure that you first preach by the way you live. If you do not, people will notice that you say one thing but live another, and your words will bring only cynical laughter and a derisive shake of the head. If you are in charge of a parish, are you in charge of a parish? If so, do not neglect the parish of your own soul. Do not give yourself so completely to others that you have nothing left for yourself. You have to be mindful of your people without becoming forgetful of yourself. My brothers, you must realize that for us churchmen, nothing is more necessary than meditation. You must meditate before, during, and after everything we do. The prophet says, I will pray and then I will understand. When you administer the sacraments, meditate on what you are doing. When you celebrate Mass, reflect on the sacrifice you are offering. When you pray the office, think about the words you are saying and the Lord to whom you are speaking. When you take care of your people, meditate on the Lord's blood, which has washed them clean. In this way, all that you do becomes a work of love. This is the way we can easily overcome the countless difficulties we have to face day after day, which after all are part of our work. In meditation, we find the strength to bring Christ to birth in others and in ourselves and in other men. Responsory prayer. Seek after integrity and holiness, faith and love, patience and gentleness. These are the things you must command and teach. Be an example to all who believe. If you give them this advice, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus. These are the things you must command and teach. Be an example to all who believe. So we should have some prayers for the coming from pastors today for this great saint and patron of catechists. What you say of me does not come from yourselves. It is the Spirit of my Father speaking in you. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. What you say of me does not come from yourselves. It is the Spirit of my Father speaking in you. Christ is the Good Shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep. Let us praise and thank him as we pray. Nourish your people, Lord. Christ, you decided to show your merciful love through your holy shepherds. Let your mercy always reach us through them. Through your vicars, you continue to perform the ministry of shepherd of souls. Direct us always through our leaders. Through your holy ones, the leaders of your people, you served as physician of our bodies and our spirits. Continue to fulfill your ministry of life and holiness in us. You taught your flock through the prudence and love of your saints. Grant us continual growth and holiness under the direction of our pastors. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, keep in your people the spirit which filled Charles Borromeo. Let your church be continually renewed and show the image of Christ to the world by being conformed to his likeness, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. I want to pray for the Holy Father and for his monthly intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Bless you, God. Praise you, God. Offering plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for the rosary and for this time of prayer and reflection on the Word of God. Oh, this morning and also this evening, for the soul in purgatory, may God bless and help them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please help. Pray for me, soul in purgatory, and for all of us.